Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
_WFT saying that punting on the fourth down with Josh Johnson, a quarterback, is one thing, but then why are they calling timeouts later? Yo, there was inconsistencies for sure in how they were reacting. The whole damn season's been inconsistent. Like, last year, every scratch off, imagine they bought 17 scratch off tickets. Damn near everyone
hit one of them works
hit for $500.
Yeah.
This year, it's all losers.
Yeah.
This year, it's all losers. And I'm not trying to discount that. Like, this season is an absolute mess. You're 4-11. You got 2 games left. You're a home dog to the Cowboys on Christmas Day by 5.5, 6 points. And the head coach yesterday is unclear who the hell is going to play quarterback. The only thing they're clear of, it will not be Jaden Daniels.
They may call me.
Dude, they might. DQ was joking. He's like, yeah, the Colts just signed somebody off the street.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to do that.
Hey, we got somebody coming in at 11 o'clock. See if he got a little something in it.
We'll ask Joe T.
Yeah.
For all the people that are saying to bring back Heinicke, keep this in mind. Heinicke was a Ron Scott Turner guy. He knew their system. That is not the same system now. So, like, I get there's some love for Taylor, but, like, there's been a fundamental systemic
change.
That's
a whole new thing, too, that we have put him at a level that he does not he ain't that good.
I think
I'll be honest with you, people they made him more than what he was.
I think the level of third quarterback call somebody in off the street is where he is. I think that's a reasonable thought. But he was connected to the old regime, not this. Like, he knew Scott Turner's offense inside and out. Like, it made sense.
Yeah.
I don't know that he knows Cliff's.
True.
I also think it's pretty telling that I think there were questions about Hartman's arm strength. That's why he didn't get drafted. I think in the year since, he had pretty big shoulder surgery. I think for all the Hartman people, I think it's pretty obvious where that thing is at, that he wasn't active, and we'll see what his role is this Thursday, but that Dan Quinn is pretty clearly not saying, yeah, we're going to go with Sam, or we're going to see what Sam has.
Yep.
He's kind of saying, yeah, all options are on the table. We'll see. But if you're talking about the option of bringing somebody in off the street on December 22nd, week 17.
It's a long list.
It's pretty telling.
All of them not very good.
Right.
So
that it's pretty telling of where you think your practice squad QB is.
Yeah.
And I think, like, people just want to approach these things with no honesty. Like, just look at it realistically.
We are known in this town, like I said before, of making people heroes before they ever do anything to deserve it. And that's the same thing. Everybody like, you go with Hartman, this, that. If Hartman was there, if he was as good as the people think, he would have been played. Okay? He would have been playing before Josh Johnson.
Correct.
Or, you know, they would have had
him. He would have been active.
He'd have been in the routine. He'd have been in the whole little deal, but he's not. And I think people have to understand that sometimes. That's just because we like people don't mean that they're good.
Right.
You know, I like a lot of people, but if I needed to go win a football game, I'm not putting them in the game.
Correct. My gut is growing, one. And two, I think, is my gut is it's Johnson on Thursday.
Probably will be.
Not ideal.
Not.
I think.
I mean, but let's be real, bro. If Johnson is the guy, you go into this game with a certain level of expectations. You know? Hell, if you go get somebody that's not Johnson, you're still going to a level. Who are you going to bring in that you got more confidence in him? As a person that hadn't been here all year, that doesn't know the offense, comes off the street, I'm not going to have confidence in either one of them. Listen, this is the type of game that you got to muddy up. You got to play this game super, super tight and see what can happen at the end. When they started off with that game, I'm like, oh, hell, we might be into one this week. And then Mariota goes down, and then Johnson throws a bad pick. But if they had played that game throughout as tight as it was going, I don't think it ends up in how it did. I think we could have seen a different outcome, or we might have never saw the big plays and things like that because Mariota was playing it just perfectly.
Well, they also ran the ball fairly well in that game, mm-hmm. and I think you'll see them try to really run the ball against Dallas and just speed that thing up, just try to get the game over because Dallas's offense is obviously explosive. Pickens and Dak. The running, I don't understand their committee. I understand a running back by committee approach. I can completely understand that. And frankly, as much as it sucks for like fantasy and player props, I kind of think it's the right way to run it. Unless you have Bijan or Saquon or Christian McCaffrey, like unless you have one of those dudes, go with the committee. Keep fresh legs. The way they run their committee doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
The thing of it is this. Normally when you have a running back by committee, a guy goes into the game and he runs and he does his stuff. And if he's good, if he's cooking, he keeps cooking. If he's not, you try to change a little, bring in somebody to change your pace. The way it seemed to be ran here, we're going to give you this. Then we automatically give you the next person the next thing, no matter what happens. And that throws me off right there. Like, if the first guy is cooking in the first half,
let him
we don't need to change in the third quarter. You know, it's hard enough to go into a locker room and come back out of the locker room in the third quarter and still be able to move at the level you were in the first. The guy that didn't play in the first very much, it's damn hard for him, I promise you.
Like, you and I drove to Erie, Pennsylvania for Cody's wedding, right?
I did about 90% of it, but okay.
That's where I'm headed. So the ride back, we had to get up early to get out of there because that's a long-ass ride. And we were probably on the road 5:30 or something.
It was quick.
Six, I don't know what it was. But I did offer. I was like, yo, you want me to drive? You're like, nah, I'm good. You know what I said? Cool. Like, if somebody's running the ball really well, just let them keep running.
There you go.
Like, you said you made 8 pounds of ribs yesterday. You know what I wouldn't have done? Stop you. Like, I'm just going to let you cook all the ribs. I'm going to hang out over here and drink a beer and eat ribs. I'd like to have a real conversation, Brian.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders. writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with Ball is Life. I'm done with it. You know what needs to be life? Tackling.
Yeah.
But the Saquon touchdown run.
Yeah, they got to tackle.
Tackle. Let's preach tackling. Get the ball. But tackle first.
Yeah, but you don't change your sayings no matter what.
It might be time to.
Because I know.
You're 4-11.
It don't make a difference. I saw Coach Gibbs with the same saying when he won Super Bowls. And when he came back here that second time, he had the same sayings going on. And he had a good year 1 year. The other year, they didn't have that great of a year. It's not going to change. But
these guys
got to understand this. The most important thing is stopping the person. You can't tackle the football without tackling the person. I watch a lot of football. And, you know, it's a bunch of people that do the same crap we do. But there's a guy on every team that's a damn menace. Where when he hits a person, they go down. So, remember I always say, just grab the guy and wrap up, grab him and don't let go. I watched the Chargers game. Derwin James, when he wrapped his arm around you, he just let his weight go. I don't give a damn who you are in the league. You're not carrying 220 pounds up and down the field. We hit guys like this. Forearm. Most guys not going out. Hell, I haven't played 27 years. I probably won't go down with a forearm. You know, when I play, I damn sure wasn't going down with a forearm. I would love you to come give me a forearm. And I would love you to stick your arm out because I try to take that son of a bitch with me. You know, that's the way it goes. They have to learn. And, yes, the coaches have to be more strict on the guys and be forceful with them. If you can't tackle, you can't play. This is tackle football. This is not touch. This is not flag. You know, this is tackle. So tackling means hit, wrap, fall. It doesn't mean bump. We've been bumping too many people. It's a good dance back in the 70s and the 80s, but it ain't no dance no more.
Landfill's into bumps, but I you got to tackle, dude. Like, I just – that touchdown run, that's still a ball game. It's 14-10.
He was backing up at one point on that touchdown.
Look at it. I just pulled it up. He's got his back.
I know the whole run. He was backing up. And then he had three people there, and he comes out of it. If one guy grabs him and wraps up, he is not going to the end zone. And three people were right there, and they could not grab him? Come on, man. And that, listen, bro, it's at the point now where the players should know. But at this point, if the players that have not done it are still out there, it's the coaches have to correct it. It's on them. If you like, remember what you say about Ron? If every week you keep putting the same people out there, it's on you. So every week we keep putting the same people out there, it's on them. They got to figure that out.
The reality of this season, you want to know the roadmap to 4-11? 27th in points allowed, 31st in yards allowed, 24th in points scored, 20th in yards gained. Like, ball is life. Ball is life. They're 31st in the NFL in generating turnovers.
Only one guy take that on. And
Mikey's a playmaker. Mikey's coverage skills may not be the best, but he's a playmaker. Mm-hmm. I mean, the play on the opening kickoff.
The guy makes plays.
But I don't know. This whole season is just so incredibly frustrating. Against Dallas, you got to try to just run the absolute hell out of the football.
It was frustrating early, Jay, for me. It hit a point where I was not frustrated anymore. When I saw the injuries, I saw the way that they were playing some things, I stopped being frustrated around week 8 or 9. I still can start to critique a game and talk about a game and analyze a game, but the frustration level, not that high.
They're bad. Like when honestly, it's been a little easier for us that we don't have to turn ourselves into pretzels trying to figure out the playoff machinations, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you know, if they can win 4 in a row and Philly has 2 ties and Dallas loses a toe and balances on the side of a building and the Lions lose 8 of their last 6. Like, you know, when you start trying to come up with that spider web of how things are still alive and the mathematicians get involved and there's a 1.6% chance, like, it's nice we don't have to deal with that BS. Because that's BS. It's not going to happen. Like, everybody, ideally inside the building too, is just focused on how do we fix this thing for 26. Like, fix it in 26. That's... Mm-hmm. That should be the only focus at this point. And in the last 5 minutes, Brian, White Brian, we were talking about the quarterback position. White Brian sent a GIF of RG3 mm-hmm. to the group thread. I don't know if you saw that. So there's an option for you. My man DJ on Twitter sent me they should call Cam Newton. So there's an option for you. I guess Phil Rivers isn't available. Maybe Tom Brady could come out of retirement. I don't think they're going to do any of that.
They're not calling Cam. They're not calling none of them. Did you not see Cam throwing the ball in the last few games he played?
Numbers weren't great. has Robert posted anything?
I don't know. Who blocked him?
I guess Strober blocked him. In a shocking development, Jeff's not at work today. We hope he's all right. He may have injured his forehead, is my understanding. Yo, you were on one in the text thread with him last night.
Just saying, bro.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.